Oh, Lord, this morning you are continuously calling us. You never play favoritism. No matter how many times we may have heard about your gospel. And sometimes our hearts are so hard. But this morning you still want to speak to us through this hymn.
像我们这般的人, 千千万万,
oh, there are just millions of people just like us.
但是主居然要来呼召我们,
but you still choose to call us to become a child of God.
开我们里面的盲眼,
open our blind eyes.
让我们来归到主里面的门下,
so that we can be returning home today.
让我们一生作为神家中的奴仆,
so that we can become yours for the rest of our my days.
主召间, 但愿我们都愿意答应这样的呼召,
may we all answering this calling today.
不管你在于愿你是门外或门你的浪子,
maybe you are prodigal son either outside or inside your house.
今天早间你要成为神家中的人,
but this morning we want to become a child of God.
主啊, 我们早间把这样的聚集交在你的手中,
therefore we just trust the gathering in your hands, Lord.
今天早间是你得胜的日子,
and this is your triumphant meeting.
把每一位都交在你的面前,
and we just entrust everyone, and just trust them in your hand.
一生愿意做你神家中的人,
may we all become your people in your house for the rest of the days of our lives.
我们这样祷告, 奉靠你自己宝贵的圣名,
and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们把时间交给蒋东弟兄。
I would like to give the time to our speaker, Pastor John.
愿上帝的慈爱, 主的恩惠, 圣灵的丰盛的恩慈爱, 充满在我们当中。
May the loving kindness and the grace of the Lord and the presence of the Holy Spirit be filled here.
当我们早上 坐在这里的时候亲近主,
this morning we sat here, we draw close to the Lord.
圣灵带领我们 用诗歌来敬拜,
through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we worship our Lord with hymns.
按照圣灵感动我们说出对神的爱那样的感恩的祷告,
and according to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we tell the Lord our love through prayer.
你何等爱我们所有的华人,
and I really felt that His great love for us Chinese.
哪里有阳光, 哪里就有中国人,
wherever there is a sun, you can find Chinese there.
主你何等爱这个族群,
oh Lord, how much you love Chinese.
主你带领我到世界各国,
and the Lord has brought me through all corners of the world.
我看见所有的中国人,
I've seen so many Chinese everywhere.
他们非常的努力的工作,
they work very hard.
但我看见很多的所有的华人人, 没有信主,
but yet I've seen a lot of Chinese who do not know Jesus.
我在主的面前有一个很深的哭泣,
therefore I have this deep cry before the Lord.
华人是一个敬畏上帝的,
Lord, you know we Chinese, we have fear toward God.
主啊, 你若怜悯, 让所有的华人都能够归主,
we pray that you have mercy on us so that we can all come to know you.
我刚刚从马来西亚新加坡有一个月的时间陪领跟分心布道,
I just returned from the missionary trip from Singapore and Malaysia.
然后这个月初就直接来到LX,
and I came directly from there to LAX.
感谢上帝,
and I'm so thankful for His mercy on me, and His keeping power to keep me safe.
亚洲在东南亚是非常炎热的气候,
because you know the weather in Southeast Asia is very hot.
来到北美, 来到了美国, 天气非常的寒冷,
and when I arrive here, the weather suddenly changed to be extremely cold.
怜悯我, 保守我, 我的身体如今,
but through His mercy and keeping power, I'm physically well and strong. So we need to give Him all the glory and thanks to
Him. 今天我们的弟兄选了这么两首诗歌,
and these two hymns which is sent is something I learned since I was a child.
主啊, 让人都应该都知道,
yes, Lord, let everybody know you.
但愿这首诗歌成为我们今天的祝福,
may this song become our blessing today.
感谢上帝, 我来到美国快要, 这个是第二个星期了,
this is my second week here in the States.
明天我就要直飞到纽约,
tomorrow I will fly to New York.
那边有一个礼拜的 在那边的诗歌布道培林。
And I have the musical crusade arranged for me for a week long there.
弟兄过去是从事演艺的生活，演艺人员，我是演艺人员。
I was in the entertainment business before I knew the Lord.
我是拿着麦克风唱歌，唱世界的歌。
I was a singer, singer of the secular world music.
感谢上帝的怜悯，在二十七年前，神因着我的疾病。让我认识这位又真又活的神。
But by the mercy of the Lord, 27 years ago, because of sickness, I came to know this true and living God.
我是从小在教会长大。
I grew up in church.
但是我的根基不够。
But my faith and foundation was quite weak.
因着世界的诱惑。
Therefore, I was drawn into the world.
我有很长的时间就离开了我的主。
For a long period of time, I was away from my Lord.
但是感谢上帝。
But I thank Him.
我有爱主的父亲跟母亲。
Because I have parents who love Jesus very much.
天天纪念这个浪子。
They remember me in their prayer every day.
因着母亲的祷告。
Because the prayer of my mom.
借着父亲的祷告。
And the prayer of my father.
让我再回到这位又好真又美好的神。
I was able to return to this true and kind living God.
今天我仍旧用我重生得救的见证和各位来分享
神
如何改变我这个罪人。
I want to share with you how God has changed me, a sinner.
我们生出来不是生出来就信了耶稣。
Nobody is born to become a believer.
是因为某一些人的祷告。
A lot of times because of prayer of others.
是因为某一些教会的祷告。
Prayer of some church.
我们才接受这位耶稣基督。
Then we get to know Jesus.
感谢上帝。
I thank God for that.
神透过我的大哥。
Through my oldest brother.
在五十年前。
About 50 years ago.
我哥哥接受了耶稣基督，就把这个福音就传给我们的家庭的每一个他的弟弟。
Because my oldest brother became a Christian, and then he started to share this gospel to all his younger brothers.
如果我的大哥在五十年前如果不接受耶稣基督，我不知道今天是不是能够站在各位的弟兄姊妹来为主做见证，为主而活。
And I don't know where I would be, whether be able to stand here to testify for the Lord if my brother did not become a Christian then.
所以我对我的大哥非常的尊敬，他是个牧师。
And I respect my oldest brother very much. He actually is a pastor.
就把福音这个福音的种子撒在这个家族里。
Because he saw the seed in our family.
从弟弟开始。
Starting from his brothers.
六位兄弟就全都信了主。
There are six of us. We all became Christian.
接着。母亲也信了主。
And then my mom became a Christian.
最后我的父亲也信
了。Lastly, my father became a Christian.
最后我的父亲也献给主。
And my father
成为神的仆人。
He dedicated himself to become a servant of God.
所以我深深的相信，使徒保罗在罗马书的第一章十七节，福音是上帝的大能。
Therefore, I deeply believe what Bible has promised that gospel is the power of God.
叫那相信的人得救。
Wants to save those who believe.
福音何等的奇妙！
How marvelous is the gospel！
那个福音就是耶稣基督。
This gospel is nothing else but Jesus Christ himself。
那个福音就是这一本圣经所见证的那位主。
And this whole entire Holy Bible testifies for the gospel。
所以说主，若没有你的话语
，So without the word of the Lord，
我无法为你而活，为你做见证。
I know I cannot live on, neither can I testify。
如果没有舍你的话，在我的心里。
Without the word of God in my heart,
我会因着某一件事情，我可以离开你。
I can easily depart from him for a small thing.
所以我回顾我过去，因为真理不够。
In the past, I noticed how my faith and knowledge of truth is so weak.
为了体贴自己的肉体。
And many times I took pity on myself.
我可以不要这位主。
I choose to leave the Lord many times.
我是这样的一个忘恩负义的一个人。
I'm someone who easily forget about his grace.
如今我成为神的仆人。
But now I am a servant of God.
我感谢上帝。
And I thank the Lord for that.
说主啊，今天我能够来。
And today I can come.
是因为你怜悯我。
It's all because of His mercy.
当梁师母问我
，When Sister Liang asked me,
牧师你要分享的什么信息呀
？What kind of message do you have for today?
你用什么神的话来勉励我吗
？What kind of scriptures do you want to use?
我说主，这一本圣经我看了二十七年了。
Upon her request, I prayed to the Lord.
我可以闭着眼睛一打开可以讲。
Lord, I have known this Bible for 27 years. I know the Bible.
不用这样的方式。
But I don't think He wants to guide me this way.
我只有等候在你的面前。
I said, Lord, let me wait on you.
让我有一个受教的耳朵。 多。
Give me a teachable ear.
让我有个谦卑的心。
Give me a humble heart.
让我知道这里的需要是什么。
And let me know what you desire for me to do.
主，你明白比我更明白的更多。
You know these people more than I do.
感谢上帝，神就给我诗篇二十五篇。
And therefore the Lord gave me this passage in Psalm 25.
原本我想要用几节几节而已，但是神说不是一节。不是两节，是全篇的诗篇。
Initially, I want to choose just a couple verses, but the Lord says, "No, use the entire passage."
神的话是丰富的。
The Lord's words are abundant.
神的话带有能力的。
And it's filled with power.
神的话能够洁净人的心。
And God's word can cleanse our heart.
神的话能够医治我们。
Can heal us.
神的话能够洁净我们。
Can cleanse us.
我们一起来。攻读神的话
语，
诗篇二十五篇。
With respect, the words of God, Psalm 25.
可能篇幅很长，但是我们可以的，慢慢的来思想宣告主的话语。
And meditate upon the words of God.
你可以用你最熟悉的语文。
Choose the language you feel comfortable with.
英文，或者是。
English or Chinese.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
请，耶和华，我的心仰望你。我的神啊，我素来依靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜，凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。耶和华，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。求你不要纪念我幼年的罪行和我的过犯。耶和华，求你因你的恩惠啊，你的慈爱纪念我。耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指示罪人着正路，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训我们，凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。耶和华呀，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地图。耶和华以敬畏的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚中往里拉出来。求你转向我，联系我，因为我是孤独困苦，我心里的愁苦甚多。求你救我脱离我的祸患，求你看顾我的困苦，我的艰难，赦免我一切的罪。求你查看我的仇敌，因为他们人多，并且痛痛的恨我。求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不至于羞愧，因为我投靠。愿成全正直保守我，因为我等候你。神啊，求你救赎以色列，脱离他一切的蛊毒。我们一低头祷告。天父上帝，我感谢和赞美你。当我们宣告你的话语的时候，愿主你的爱，愿主大卫那感动，在大卫的灵就感动在我们的心间。
May your love and the Holy Spirit that moved the heart of the songwriter move our hearts this morning.
真像我们所宣告的，主啊，我们的心仰望你。
Oh Lord, we look up to you.
我们是素来依靠你的神。
We always trust in you.
恳求主不要叫我羞愧。
So do not let us be put to shame.
不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。
Nor let my enemies triumph over me.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Jesus.
在2007年。你已经为这个羞愧钉死在十字架上了。
And for you have died on the cross for our sins.
荣耀的十字架是一个荣耀的一个记号。
And this glorious cross is the sign of glory.
愿主你的宝血遮盖我。
May your blood cover me.
愿主用你的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
Of our iniquities.
使让我们成为一个新造的人。
So that we can become a new creature in you.
主啊，今天我们是新造的人。
Today we are new in you.
给我们一个受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
给我们一个受教的耳朵。
Give us an ear that we can listen.
愿我们的心用我们的口是一致来称颂你。
Give us lips that will praise you in one accord.
主你悦纳我们如此的祷告。
Lord, take pleasure in our prayer.
是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
It is in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
当我们在读这个诗篇的时候
，When we read the psalm just now，
我相信神自己来教导我们。
And I believe the Lord will teach us Himself。
我一直在思想大卫王。
Oh, I always been meditating on King David。
大卫王是合他心意的一个王。
Because God regards David someone who after His own heart。
他能写出诗篇二十五篇。
He wrote this psalm。
他到底犯什么罪呢
？What wrong did he do？
他为什么说主啊，你赦免我一切的罪呢
？Why did he say forgive me all my iniquities？
他在这个地方说求啊，求你教导你的道，只是将我将你的路教训我。
And teach me your way。
求你引导你的真理，引导我，教训我。
And guide me with your truth。
因为你是我救我的神。
Because you are the Lord who saves me。
难道大卫这边何等的软弱吗？
And isn't he in a weak condition?
我相信他不是软弱的。
And I don't think he was weak.
他为他们的上帝的百姓认罪悔改。
He was confessing on behalf of the people of God.
我相信大卫王是一个代祷的勇士。
And I believe he's a great warrior who intercedes.
当神呼召我们。
But when God calls us.
我们不是单单坐在会堂里头敬拜。听神的话语。
He doesn't just call us to sit here to worship and listen to His words.
更愿意效法大卫王一样的，用他的膝盖跪在上帝的面前。
He desires for us to intercede with our knees on the floor, praying for others.
我的心仰望你。
Our heart look up to you.
他是每一天一天七次来到主的面前寻求主的面的一个人。
They spend seven times each day to come to seek the face of the Lord.
但愿大卫王那样的敬畏神的恩膏膏抹在我们的中间。
May the same anointment God bestowed upon King David come upon us as well.
我从小在教会长大。
I grew up in church.
也是一个传道人的孩子。
I also, my father is a pastor.
当我长大懂事了以后。
After I came to know more things as I grow up,
我想说我要做一番大的事业。
I decided I was so ambitious. I want to do something great.
在台湾在五十几年前是非常的贫困。
50 some years ago, Taiwan was economically pretty poor.
是一个农业的社会。
And it was basically predominantly an agricultural oriented society.
在乡下做一个全职的一个神的仆人是非常辛苦。
It was very hard for someone to be a minister or pastor in a suburban area in Taiwan at that time.
因为农业社会一年只有收割两次的、收成这个五谷就是种稻子这个水果一年只收两次。
Because there's only two times for harvest each year.
那时候不是工业的社会。
And it wasn't an industrial oriented society back then. 所以弟兄姊妹
的奉献是非常的微少。
On the other hand, in another word, we don't have a lot of offering. We do not receive a lot of offering.
父亲做一个全职的传道人，要供养六个孩子，那是非常的不容易。
Therefore, that was a great challenge for my father to raise a family of six kids.
在我小小的年纪，说将来我有钱，我好好的来帮助我父亲的在神的圣工。
Therefore, in my little heart, I say, you know, I want to do something big so that I can make a lot of money and to help my father out.
听起来非常的美。
It sounds like a glorious plan.
真的，我成为有钱人的时候。
But once I truly became rich,
我就忘得一干二净。
I totally forgot my initial wish.
所以说我是一个忘恩负义的一个人。
Therefore, I say I'm a very forgetful person.
我在民国五十八年，就是一九六九年。
In 1969,
我就成为一个歌星演艺人员。
I became a professional singer.
在当时唱。当歌星是人人都羡慕的一个行业。
And it was a profession envied by many people.
那个时候，如果你是在台湾，你姚淑龙、于天、张帝、邓丽君、凤飞飞，哇，还有大家非常熟悉的优雅，就是我跟他们一起唱歌，跟方正牧师。
Well, there were many famous singers, but people in our generation will recognize those big names.
在像我这个年纪，应该都认识这几位歌星。
And I believe a lot of you have heard about them.
这一次我跟优雅一起配合有关甘肃的这个募款，我们一起在 其他的教会。今天晚上我们是在城县，在那边有一个布道的募款。
Yeah, for the poor people in the province of China called Gansu, this particular singer has also become a Christian. Her name is You Ya. And last night and tonight, we have this big concert. Tonight is going to be in Orange County. We have this big concert coming up tonight for the sake of raising funds for those poor kids in Gansu.
这样子，我从事演艺生涯差不多有25年。
So I think I have been in singing business for over 25 years.
在这25年当中。
In this past 25 years,
我都忘记了神的话。
I totally forgot about the word of God.
神叫我不做这件事情。
And God didn't want me to do this.
神不要叫我行那样的事情。
And God didn't want me to do some this thing or that thing.
我为了我的肉体。
But for my the desire.
为了满足我的情欲。
For the lust of my flesh.
我可以忘记神。
I could totally disregard.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上帝只是爱。他的手永远没有离开过。
But because his love for us is eternal, so he never really let go.
这十几年来
，In the past some years,
我的母亲天天为我祷告。
My mother prayed for me every day.
我的父亲天天为我祷告。
And my father did the same too.
六个孩子
，There are six of us.
五个孩子都各有美好的事业，
他
的成功
，were successful.
偏偏这个孩子。
I was the only one
离开了主
who has left the Lord.
吃喝嫖赌
I did all the wrong thing, wicked thing, gambling, eating, drinking.
所以会想到说，一个牧师的孩子会做这样的事。
So could imagine that actually I was a child of a pastor.
我欺骗女人的感情。
And I cheated in women's affection.
我们想尽办法。用谎言讨取人的喜欢。
And I try to please people with lies.
神叫我们说，我们的口不能说谎。
God says, "Do not lie through your lips."
我们的口是要称颂主的。
Use your lips to praise God.
我们的口是要敬拜赞美神的。
And to worship and praise Him through lips.
当一个人爱世界的时候
，When someone loves the world,
他绝对看圣经一定是不想看的。
He will not have any desire to read the Bible.
我长话短说。
Make it short.
当在1982年
1982,
医生宣布我年轻人已得了绝症。
The doctor diagnosed that I had cancer.
我整个人崩溃。
I almost collapsed.
因为我得了喉癌。
Because what I have is cancer in my throat.
在20几年前，医生还在研究。
At that time, there was no cure yet.
没有药可以医治了。
There was no way to cure this cancer.
当医生说没有药可以医治的时候
when the doctor says there's no way we can cure,
我整个人就崩溃了。
I was completely collapsed.
我就得了躁郁症。
So I suffered depression and anxiety. Anxiety and depression.
得到躁郁症又抑郁症的人
，for people who contract that kind of disease,
无法控制他里面心里所要想要做的事情。
They will not be able to control themselves.
忧郁症的人
，the people with depression,
容易自杀。
Would have the tendency to kill themselves. And they cannot think
things through.
Therefore, a lot of people die and commit suicide because of depression.
看见很多的人为了工作就得了躁郁症、忧郁症就自杀。
And a lot of people, for all kinds of reasons, sometimes because of job, they will have this anxiety or depression cause them to kill themselves at the end.
每当整个在台湾在8月份的时候，整个学生毕业的时候，他们要寻找他们前面的。工作的时候，他们就开始得了躁郁症。
A lot of young people graduated from college will contract this depression or anxiety every summer when they graduate out of school.
他们一生不想要毕业。
They want to stay in school forever.
读大学得了学士学位，好继续深造，一直深造深造，因为他无法适应说，如果我离开了学校，找不到工作。
A lot of young people continue in their pursuit of academic career because they don't want to graduate.
在台湾
have trouble finding a job.
在台湾很多的是用这样的来逃避。
In Taiwan, a lot of young people try to avoid that kind of a problem.
有的人受不了就跳楼自杀。
Some people couldn't find a job. They were so disappointed they actually jumped out of the building and killed themselves.
当我得到了躁郁症、忧郁症。
So when I had the same problem, depression and anxiety, I had.
因为我不能再拿着麦克风去唱歌。
Because of the disease, I could no longer sing.
我是靠着喉咙生活的。
I live on my throat, my voice.
在30几年前，我一个月的我一天的所唱的那个所领所得到的。 报酬是每一个人的一个月或是两个月的薪水。
At that time, I was able to make income, daily income, which is equivalent to other people's monthly or bi-monthly income.
我钱这么多。
I make so much money.
已经享受了所谓人所说的人生的生活。
And I joined the, basically the best quality of life.
当我没有声音。
When I lost my voice.
当老板不能邀请我。
And when no one invited me to sing,
当一个朋友一个一个离开了我
when all my friends gradually left,
发觉到我非常的孤单
I felt so lonely,
我非常的孤独
I felt so lonely,
所以从诗篇里头
therefore in the song, we just
求你转向我
just turn to me, Lord,
联系我
have mercy,
因为我是孤独困苦
for I am lonely and afflicted,
当我读到这个诗篇的时候
when I read this song,
大卫王孤独吗
I wonder,
他是一个王
wasn't King David a king?
他很多的人跟随他还有什么可以哭
He had a lot of followers Why did he say he was lonely?
我说主我是真的是孤独的
But the Lord you know I am indeed lonely
因为朋友离开了我
Because my friends are gone
夜总会歌厅的老板不再邀请我
All the nightclubs stop inviting
我不能唱歌了
I am not able to sing anymore
我就没有钱可以生活了
I have no way to live on.
我是真的是苦土啊。
Lord, I am indeed lonely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我每一天想到我是个没有盼望的人。
Every day went on, I thought about how hopeless I was.
我这个人是一个残废的人。
And I'm basically a handicapped.
没人要的人。
No one wanted me.
我干脆用我自己的方法来结束我的生命。
I figured I had to end my life.
如果你住过台北
If you live in Taipei before,
台北有很多的天桥
There are a lot of a bridge over the traffic
我那个时候想试着在天桥跳下来然后跳过时让车子来碾过铲过去
So I desire to really end my life So I want to jump off from the bridge In case I don't die from the jump I will be run over by the incoming traffic
我好几次站在天桥
For many times I stood on top of the bridge
有这个心
I had that motivation,
但是没有那个力量
but I did not have the strength to jump.
我不知道是什么原因
I didn't know why
最后我跑到我自己所住的住宅楼顶四层楼高
Then I climbed up to the top of my building of the fourth floor
我说我要结束我的生命
And I told myself I will end my life now
因为朋友一个一个离开
Because all my friends left me
当我健康的时候朋友一大堆
I had so many friends when I was healthy
当我能唱歌的时候人人都称赞我朋友一大堆
When I was able to sing I got so many friends
当你的身体健康的时候朋友都会来造访你
When I was healthy people came to my place
当他知道你得了绝症
But once they found out I had this
incurable disease, 他知道你没办法继续的生活了。
They knew that I have lost all my means.
现实的人就离开了你。
People gradually left me one by one.
孤单就临到了我身上。
And the loneliness came upon me.
唯一的方法，我就要结束我的生命。
Therefore, I figured the only way out is to die.
在一九八二年的三月份
，March of 1982,
我就跑到楼顶。
I climbed to the top of my floor.
早上六点钟。
At 6 a.m.
人还在睡觉。
A lot of people were still in their sleep.
这个时刻是最好的时刻。
That was the best time to end your life.
我预备要跳了。
I was about to jump.
鼓起勇气。
I've geared up all my courage.
那个勇气要从哪里来
？Where does my courage come from?
想到恨。
I started hate. Started
那个恨来了。
The hatred was the motivation behind my courage.
是不会恐惧。
And when you hate, when you are filled with hatred, you're not afraid.
这些人，我曾经对他们好，现在他们忘恩负义，对我不好。
I start thinking about all my friends whom I treated well, but they have forsaken me.
那些不好的事情。
I try to think about all the bad people.
你才有力量，
你
才有勇气
，and courage.
站在那个高楼大厦里头。
To stand on top of the building and jump.
当我真的要跳下去。
When I was ready to leap.
我听见了，我有生以来第一次听见。上帝的声音。
And that was the very first time in my life I heard God speaking.
我从来没有听过神的声音。
Before that, I never heard of the voice of God.
我不知道那个是上帝的声音。
I didn't know who was speaking to me.
当我跳的时候。
While I was about to leap.
那个声音比打雷的声音还要大。
A voice louder than a thundering.
整个震撼了我。
Greatly shocked me.
你为什么要跳楼自杀？
Why do you want to jump and kill yourself?
听见这个声音的时候，
When I heard that voice,
我还以为是我自己幻觉。
I thought maybe it was an illusion.
可能是我自己想出来的。
Maybe I created that voice.
不对呀，这个声音是真实的声音。
But that voice was so real.
不是从我的意念来的声音。
Was not from my mind.
使我的耳朵能够听得见的一个声音。
It's a voice I could hear with my physical ear.
让我看左右前后。
So I look around.
没有人。
There was nobody else.
是的，没有人。
Indeed, there was no one else.
因为我一个人上去。
I went up by myself.
所以我想说，可能就是我自己想出来。
I thought maybe it was my imagination.
第二次又站在
边缘。And I tried to jump again.
啊，里面有一个声音。
Again.
不要跳楼。
There's a voice that says, "Do not jump."
又有一个声音，你跳楼。
And there's a voice that says, "Jump."
啊，我不知道是跳还是不要跳。
And I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what.
但是我又想到我自己是一个人，瞧，已经人家看不起的一个人。
And again, I thought about how I was this, how I had become a man despised by all. I'm a useless person.
啊，就开始想那些不好的事情。
A lot of bad things came into my mind again.
但还是站在那个边面。
So again, I decided to jump.
我要跳下去。
Well, right before that.
那个声音又来了。
The voice came on me again.
你为什么要跳楼自杀？
Why do you want to jump and kill yourself?
为什么不回到你爸爸妈妈所信的神耶稣？
Why don't you return to Jesus, the God whom your parents believe?
感谢上帝。
And I thank God for that.
当我听见神的时候，
When I heard the word God,
我还不知道谁是谁，谁是神。
I was wondering who this God was.
因为当我成为歌星，
After I became a singer,
我到每一个月都去找算命先生。
I went to fortune teller almost every month.
甚至跟那几个歌星到庙里去膜拜那些偶像。
I even worshipped those idols in the temple with my singer friends.
所以他们的神明，我想说那个神也就是那个神吧。
Therefore, when the word of God comes in my mind, I thought,
所以我
the idol we're talking about here.
当我听见神这个名字的时候，我还没有醒过来。
Therefore, when I heard this word God, I wasn't sure which God.
当那一句耶稣的时候，
But because the voice also said Jesus Christ, I woke up suddenly.
我说上帝啊，是你吗？
I said, God, is that you?
耶稣是你吗？
Jesus, is it you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我好几十年没有祷告了。
Brothers and sisters, before then, I have been praying for over 10 some years.
我怎么会在那个时刻说问主是你吗？
How could I even ask that question? Lord, is that you?
那不是我能够说出来的。
It's not something that came out of myself.
神的话语来了。
But because the word of God came to me and it came again.
是我孩子。
God said, yes.
那个声音不是从我的耳朵能够听见的。
And that voice is not something you can hear through your ears.
那个声音就浸在我的心里里头，说出孩子是我。
But in my heart, the voice speaks again.
那个声音给我个安慰。
And that voice brought such a comfort.
那个声音带给我平安。
Brought me such a peace.
然后我继续求问主。
So I kept on asking this Lord.
主耶稣，我该怎么办？
I said, Lord Jesus, what should I do next?
等一下呀，该怎么办？
What should I do next?
神对我说。
And the God said,
回到你的房间。
Go back to your room.
回到你的房间。
Go back to your room.
感谢上帝。
I thank God.
给我一个顺服的心。
He gave me this obedient heart.
如果在那个时刻，如果我不相信这是上帝的声音的话，我可能就会跳楼，一定死的。
If I refused to believe that was the voice of God, I would have continued my jump and I would have died.
感谢主。
I
can't. 给我一个顺服的灵。
Because I was obedient.
我就回到我的房间。
Therefore, I went back to my room.
当我回到房间的时候，
When I went into my room,
我很自然地坐在沙发椅上。
And I sat down on my sofa.
整个房间有一个声音就开始回荡。回响。
And there's this voice echoing within that room.
那个声音跟上面的声音，那个音，那个词是一样的。
And that voice is just exactly as the voice I heard on the top of the floor.
回家吧，回家吧。
Oh, coming home, coming home.
回家吧，回家吧。
Come home, come home.
我说主啊，到底要回到哪里？
I said, where is my home?
那个声音回荡。
And the voice keep on going.
我在追追追追，这个声音是从哪一个地方出来的？
I tried to look for the source of that voice.
当我看见了以后，
And after I found it,
我整个人就跪着哭。
I just knelt down and cried.
我说上帝啊，真的我好久没有回家。
Oh God, indeed, I have not gone home for a long time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底我看见什么了？
What did I see, brothers?
可能你说看见耶稣吗？
You may say, did you see Jesus?
哎，不是的。
No, I did not.
那一定你的房间屋子里，在你的客厅里面一定挂着耶稣基督是我家之主吧？
Or you may have a place that Jesus Christ is the head of this house?
没有。
No.
因为我的家里开放成为歌星演艺人演的什么赌博的地方。
Because my home has become a place people came to gamble.
我很喜欢跟几个演艺人也在我家里打卫生麻将。
And we like to play mahjong in my house.
不可能我会挂那样的是那样的一个基督是我家的。
Therefore, it's not likely I will have a plaque like that in my own room.
那一定你看你家里可能有一个十字架的记号吧。
You may say, then probably there's a cross hanging somewhere.
这些属灵的东西都没有。
But I have nothing like that in my
house. 那到底我看见什么？
So what did I actually see?
为什么我看见那个东西我就跪着倒哭着的？
What is the thing I saw and caused me to kneel down and cry?
神用最简单的东西来告诉我们。
God showed me through the simplest thing.
当我们出一出去这个会堂的时候，会说
When we walk out this place,
当你看到大自然，你就会想到有一位奇妙的神。
When you look around the great nature, that will bring into our mind there's a creator God.
神也透过那个东西启示我，告诉我。
And through a particular thing, God opened my heart and revealed my mind.
那个东西是没有生命的东西。
That's an object that's without life.
神透过那个没有生命的东西对这个人。原来有生命的人说话。
And through a lifeless object, God speaks to me, someone who has life.
我看了。
And I look at it.
突然我的眼睛开了。
Suddenly my eyes are open.
是的主，我没有回家过。
Yes, Lord, indeed, I have never returned home.
原来我所看见的就是我们每一天都要撕掉的那个日历。
And what I saw was a calendar which you tear out each, a page each day.
当我成为演艺人员的时候，
After I became a professional singer,
我每天唱世界的歌。
Every day I would sing the songs of the world.
每一天
撕日历。Every day I would tear a page of the calendar.
不管撕到什么颜色。
Doesn't matter what kind of color of the day may be.
我还是去夜总会唱歌。
Every day I tear a page and I would go to nightclub and sing.
那一天我看见的那个日历的颜色跟我平常看的不一样。
And that day, the color of the calendar changed.
我们礼拜一是什么颜色？
What's the color of Monday?
黑色。
Black.
礼拜六呢？
What about Saturday?
绿色。
Green.
礼拜天呢？
Sunday.
红色。
Red.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我看见的是红色。
That day, I saw the calendar in the color of red.
当我看见。
When I saw it.
原来那个声音是从那个日历红色的出来。
That the voice came from the red color on the calendar.
回家吧。
Echoing in my room says, come home, come home.
是的主，我好久没有回家。
Then I say, yes, indeed, I haven't gone home for a long time.
我说主，我预备好了。
Lord, I'm ready.
我要回到主你的家。
I am coming home.
我就回去我五年前受浸的一间教会。
So I returned to the church where I was baptized 5 years before that.
当我进到神的家。
When I entered into his house,
就像今天一样，人坐满了。
It was a full house like today.
神的灵，神的话就在我的里头说，坐到前面。
And the Spirit of God reminded me to see at the front row.
我说主啊，我过去我都是坐在后面。
I said, Lord, I always sit in the back rows.
当我的大哥，当我的父亲讲到的时候，我们年纪很轻的时候，小孩子，七八岁坐在前一排。
I never said the front row only when I was a kid when my father or my brother preached in the church.
初中国中的时候坐在第三排。
When I went to the high school or junior high, I moved to the third row.
高中的时候坐在不是最后一排。
High school, then I will move to the almost last row in the congregation.
当你长大成人的时候坐在最后一排。
And when I became an adult, I definitely would sit in the back.
过去我都是坐在后面。
So I said, Lord, I always sit in the back.
请你叫我坐在前面。
Now you ask me to sit in the front row.
但是我愿意顺服。
I'm willing to submit.
让我走到前面。
So I walked to the front.
前面都是长子们。
And there are all my elders and deacons who occupy those rows.
坐满了人。
It was full.
我说上帝已经坐满了人，我就回到后面找位置吧。
So I said, God, there's no more seat. So I went back.
当我一回头的时候。
When I turned around.
一回转。
When I turned around,
我听到神的仆人在讲一句话。
I heard the word from the servant of God.
年轻人，你要认罪悔改。
Young people, you have to repent.
我吓了一跳。
And I was like greatly surprised.
年轻人，你要悔改。
He said, "Young man, you have to repent."
我的右边有年轻人。
There are young people to my right.
左边也有年轻人。
There are also young people to my left.
我的正对方也有年轻人。
And the people right in front of me are also young men.
年轻人，你要悔改，是对我还是对他们呢？
So was he speaking to me or these young people?
在那一刹那当中，我就想啊，可能就是你们要认罪悔改。
And in that instance, I thought he was speaking to people around me.
然后我继续再找位置。
So I kept on walking with people.
感谢上帝，我找到了位置。
And I thank the Lord, I found it.
最后一排。
It was in the very last row.
坐下来的时候。
And when I sat down,
神的话借着神的仆人口中又说了，年轻人，你要认罪悔改。
Again, God spoke to me through the servant of God. He said, "Young man, repent."
那个时候就不像我刚刚所听的那个声音不一样了。
The voice was different from what I heard earlier in my house.
我发觉到神的仆人的时候，从台上讲台上伸到我的前面来。
And he pointed out his finger right in front of me,
toward
my direction.
对着我说。
And I felt he was pointing.
你就是那个浪子。
You are the prodigal son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，原来牧师正在讲浪子的故事。
I didn't know he actually was talking about the story of the prodigal son.
我不知道上帝说叫我回家是要听这个浪子的故事吗？
I didn't know whether it was God's intent for me to come.
或者就是神要透过我们每一个人呢？
And to tell me to come home.
平常我们来到上帝的面前，神的仆人在讲到神的话语的时候，
Every time when you come into God's house,
讲到认罪悔改的信息，
when they speak of repentance,
那个信息不是对我说的，
we may say, "Oh Lord, not."
是对于那我后面的丈夫而说的，
and it's for my spouse.
是对于我左边的妻子而说的，
for my husband, or that man for my wife.
是坐在我那个地方的那个人要认罪悔改的，
or for that particular member.
我过去是这样听神的话语。
The attitude I had when I listened to the
message. 应该这个信息不是对我而说。
I always thought the message is not
for me. 在那个时刻，
but right at that moment,
这个信息是针对我而说的。
I knew God was speaking to me.
原来神的仆人是这样讲。
That's how God uses His servants.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们做父母亲的为你们的儿女天天祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, pray for your children every day.
因为让子的爸爸天天为他祷告。
The same way as the father of prodigal son prays
for him every day. 所以这个孩子在饥荒的那个地方。
So the prodigal son ended up in the desolate land.
在猪圈的猪舍里头。
He was fighting food with pigs.
被神的爱摸着了。
The love of God brought him home.
所以他愿意跪着祷告说。
So when the prodigal son knelt down and prayed, "Oh, I have offended heaven. I also have offended my father." Therefore, when I return home, I'm willing to be recognized as a servant.
原来上帝的仆人是这样的分享这个神的话。
And then when that day the servant God was sharing that message,
不是这个年轻人要祷告。
And it wasn't that young man in the story.
因为有一位他爱神的一个父亲天天为他祷告。
Actually, because he returned because he has a father who loves God and prays.
让这个浪子回到神的家。
So the son returned, finally went home.
所以年轻人，
therefore young people,
你们要效法这个浪子一样。
You have to be like the son.
当上帝对他说话的时候，
when God spoke to him,
当神叫你认罪悔改的时候，
when God asked you to repent,
你要向这个年轻人认罪悔改吧。
You have to repent.
所以我只听到说，年轻人你认罪悔改。
All I heard from the stage is that, young man, you shall repent.
感谢上帝。
And I thank God for that.
跪着祷告。
So I knelt down and then prayed.
神啊，真的，你让我回家就是让我听见主你的话。
Lord, this is your purpose for calling me home.
就是那个浪子。
I am a
prodigal son. 我比那个浪子还要浪。
I'm much worse than the prodigal son in the story of the Bible.
从来没有人叫我跪下祷告，我会哭，从来没有没有。
Since I grew up, nobody ever taught me to kneel down and pray.
但是圣灵感动我，就跪着。
But the Spirit God moved me, so I cannot help but kneel down.
听神的仆人传讲神的话。
And listen respectfully the words of God from the servant.
在那里哭泣认罪。
I cried and I repented my sin.
过去我做礼拜。
And I went to church before.
时间还没有到。
And usually,
结束还啊，时间还没有结束。
Before the meeting was over,
我就会偷偷摸摸的就溜出去。
I would try to sneak out earlier.
但是在那时候
，But that day,
弟兄起来
，A brother stood up.
聚会结束了。
Oh, somebody came to me says, "Brother, stand up. The meeting's over."
结束了，你该回家。
You should go home now.
我就睁开眼睛。
They opened my eyes.
不好意思看着那个。神的仆人
I was so embarrassed.
因为我哭的一把鼻涕一把眼泪。
Because I cried bitterly, so I was pretty messy to look at.
正式看着牧师。
So I didn't dare to gaze upon him.
回家了。
He said, "Brother, get up and go home."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神叫我回家。
God has called me home.
到了神的家。
So I returned his home.
神的仆人叫我回家。
And the servant of God says, "Go home."
来的时候，我带着沉重的心。
I with a very heavy, burdened heart, I went to church that morning.
在三个小时之前，我要准备跳楼自杀的一个年轻人。
I was a young man was about to kill his own, take his own life 3 hours prior to that.
我能够回到神的家。
But I ended up with going back to the house of God.I thank God for that.
现在神的仆人叫我回家。
Now the servant of God says, "Go home."
我现在的心情跟来的心情完全不一样。
My condition was completely changed from when I was when
我充满了喜乐。
I was filled with joy.
我充满了平安。
I was filled with peace.
我知道我的喉癌没有得医治。
I knew cancer is still.
但是神医治了我心灵的忧伤。
But God has deeply healed my discomfort and sorrow.
我说够了。
I said, "Lord, that's good enough."
够了。
That's good enough.
什么叫做喜乐？
What is joy?
是你有钱的时候吗？
Is when you have money?
是你最健康的时候吗？
When you have health?
是你的事业最巅峰的时候吗？
When you have great career?
你才会喜乐吗？
Is that what the joy is
about? 什么叫做平安？
What is true peace?
当你的事业一般通顺的时候是平安的时候吗？
When everything goes well, is that what
you
have peace?
我那个时候才知道什么叫做平安。
That moment, I truly understood what is true peace, what is true joy.
当我走在死荫的幽谷里的时候，
and I was walking through the shadow of the valley of death.
当我前面的道路的时候，
when I have no way to run,
他用强壮的手把我扶持的时候，
with his mighty arm, he sustained me.
他为我的罪审判我的时候，
and he judged me for my sin.
他们就说你是我的孩子的时候，
and when he said my child,
那种的喜乐。
Joy at that moment.
那种的平安。
Peace I have at that moment.
感谢赞美主。
It's great, and I say thank you.
我体验到大卫王写的诗歌。
Now I can feel.
原来什么时候是平安？
I feel what
true
peace
is felt.
I know what true peace is.
当我认罪悔改。
It's when I repent.
当我彻底认罪悔改。
When I repent thoroughly.
当我向主主看的时候。
When I look up to Him.
我的心仰望主的时候。
When I look my soul.
那个平安。
The peace.
那个喜乐。
The joy.
才是喜乐。
It's true peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
认罪悔改。
So I repent my sin.
哎呀，弟兄啊，我没有犯什么罪，还认什么罪呢？
You may say, "Oh, I don't have much sin. What should I repent?"
我承认各位比我更敬畏上帝。
And I believe you are more fearful of God than I am.
但是我的心思意念常常得罪神。
But the thoughts in my mind oftentimes offend our God.
我们不在神的话语。
If we don't stay in the word of God,
天天昼夜思想。
If we don't meditate,
大卫不昼夜思想。
If we don't meditate upon the word daily,
儿子像盗贼来偷窃。
The evil one is like thief, who will come to steal, to destroy,
借着你所看见的
and to kill,
来腐蚀你，影响你离开神。
And will try every way to take you away from God.
So, 感谢神。
So I thank God for that.
我平安喜。
Because I have the true peace and joy.
我就回到我的住家。
With that, I return to my home.
我很自然地把门打开。
I open my door.
自然坐在早上坐在沙发椅上。
Again, I sat down on my sofa.
我就很祷告神。
And I prayed.
主啊，我已经回到家了，我感谢。
God, I thank you for I have come home.
就听见一个声音。
Again, I heard a voice.
孩子回家。
My child, come
home. 孩子回家。
My child, come home.
我说上帝。
I said God.
我已经回到神的家教会。
I have returned home. I went to church.
我到底要回到哪里？
Where else should I go?
是不是我再回到早上六点钟到顶楼那边去跳楼自杀才是回家呢？
Should I return to the top of the floor?
神说不是的。
He said no.
他说你长这么大。
He said you have come to this age.
你孝顺过你的父亲母亲没？
Have you shown your appreciation to your parents ever?
神提醒我你孝顺你的父母亲没有？
God reminded me that I should show appreciation to my parents.
我说没有。
I said no, I have never done that.
当你有钱的时候，是不是你所立的约、所发誓的时候，当你有钱的时候，帮助我的仆人 做新教的工作，圣工上有没有？我说没有。
Remember, you had this promise that once you become rich, you'll help your father's ministry. Have you done that? I said no.
我给你最后一次的机会。
God says, I will give you one more chance.
你孝顺你的母亲。
To show your appreciation to your mom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我的父亲已经被主接走了。
My father has been taken home.
没失去了一次机会。
So I've lost that chance.
神说。那你再给你一个机会孝顺你的母亲。
So God says, I will give you one more chance. You can show your love to your mom now.
我说主，感谢你。
And I said, Lord, thank you.
那我就今天就回到我的家乡。
I will go home today.
我在台北。
I was in Taipei.
我就晚上坐夜车回到我的故乡台东东部。
And I took the train overnight, went back to the eastern part of Taiwan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我又顺服。顺服神的话语。
Again, I obey the word of God.
我没有怀疑，这个是我自己想的。
I did not have any doubt.
主，你叫我回去，我就回去。
I felt the Lord says, "Go home." Then I went home.
当我回到了我的故乡，早上。
So I went to my hometown in the morning.
正好是六点钟。
It was again 6 a.m.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你听着。
Listen carefully.
神透过这个见证提醒我们。
Through this testimony, God reminded us.
当我到了家里的时候，六点半。
When I arrived home, it was 6:30 a.m.
我正要打开门。
When I was about to open the door,
听见一个妇女的祷告。
And I heard a woman praying.
我从窗户一看，原来是我的母亲。
So I peeked through the windows. It was my mom.
我的母亲正在祷告。
My mom was praying.
上帝，感谢你。
God, I thank you.
当你的仆人还在的时候，我还有伴一起祷告。
When my husband was still alive, I had a companion.
自从你的仆人、孩子的父亲不在世的时候，我仍旧继续为我们的家人祷告。
And I still continue to pray for our family, even though he's been taken.
我每一天凌晨四点钟就起来祷告。
I got up 4 a.m. to pray.
为教会祷告。
I pray for the church.
为所有不认识的人祷告。
And pray for the church.
为我的亲人祷告。
Pray for my family and relatives.
主啊，我够了。现在我开始要为我的孩子们祷告。
And now I want to pray for my children.
上帝啊。
Oh God.
你把救恩赐给我们，献上感谢。
We thank you for the salvation.
透过我的大的孩子。
Through my oldest son.
接受耶稣基督。
And he has received you.
把福音传给我们。
And the gospel was shared with us.
高中毕业了。
Now high school, he graduated from high school. He went to the Bible college.
毕业了读神学院。
He went to the seminary.
成为你的仆人。
He's now a servant of God.
我感谢主。
God, I thank you for that.
祝福他的事工。
Bless his ministry.
一个一个的祝福。
So one by one, she prayed and blessed.
感谢上帝，我的第二个孩子。
And then she prayed for the second child.
是在国防部的机关上班。
He's working in the National Defense Department.
他是研发这个飞弹、这个坦克车、军舰或者是武器。
He was in a research department for the military weapons.
他不单是教会的执事。
And he also a deacon in the church.
感谢上帝。
I thank God.
第三个孩子。
And the third child.
他在日本的汽车公司上班。
He's working for the Japanese auto
company. 他也是一样的爱主，也是在教会当执事。
He also loved you so much.
第四个孩子也是感谢上帝。
And I thank you for the fourth child.
他在美国汽车福特公司上班。
He works for a Ford.
后主，他也是教会的执事。
He's also serving the church.
主啊，你何等爱我的孩子。
Oh Lord, you love our children so much.
然后就不祷告了。
And then he stopped praying.
然后就跳过来。上帝感谢你。
And then she continued to pray.
我最小的孩子。
She skipped the fifth one and then she prayed for the sixth one.
国家要培养他到美国。
But the youngest son was about to be sent to U.S. by the government.
放弃了。
But he gave her the opportunity.
他来在教会成为一个代职侍奉的一个年轻人，带领青少年团体。
But choose to be a pastor for the youth group in his church.
谢谢天父，你何等爱我的孩子。
Oh Father, I thank you for loving my children.
我母亲就开始没有祷告，没有声音了。
And after she prayed for five of the six children, she paused.
然后我开始算了。
And I start to count.
老大。
Number one was prayed for. Number two was prayed for. Number three was prayed for.
老四。
Number four.
然后跳过来老六。
And then she skipped number five and prayed for number six.
老五是我。
I am number five.
我说神啊。
I said, Oh God.
原来妈妈这么偏心啊。
Mom didn't really love me.
她爱那些爱主的孩子。
She loved the kid who loved the Lord.
她不爱那个浪子啊。
She doesn't love the prodigal
son. 吃喝嫖赌的孩子她不喜欢。
She didn't like me because I was so bad.
我说主啊，太不公平了。
So isn't this unfair?
当我这样的论断我的母亲的时候。
When I was judging my mom.
神的话，神的声音对我说。
Lord spoke to me.
你不要论断你的母亲。
Don't condemn your mom.
你听着。
Continue to listen.
继续听。
Be quiet. Be patient.
就听见什么？
What did I hear after?
听见妈妈的哭声。
I heard her crying.
哭得好大声。说上帝啊，我都可以为我的孩子祷告，但是我把这个得罪你的孩子摆在最后一个祷告，是因为我要更多花很多的时间为他祷告。
She said, Lord, I am thankful for all the five good children. I want to reserve more time for my last child.
上帝，我这个孩子到底在哪里？
God, where is the child?
我听他的哥哥们说，这个弟弟已经不像人了。
All her brothers were saying his condition was so bad. He didn't act like a Christian at all.
每个月带着你朋友带到家里。
He was very loose sexually.
家里的客厅开放赌场。
And his house turned into a gambling home.
上帝，为什么我这个孩子偏偏这样的离开你？
Oh God, why did this child leave you?
主，如果你爱他。
Lord, if you indeed love him,
用你的爱管教他。
Please discipline with your
love. 你管教他的身体。
Discipline through his physical condition.
以至于他的灵魂得救。
So that his soul may be delivered.
当我听见管教他的身体的时候。
When I heard how she prayed, like discipline him through the physical condition.
我误解我妈妈的祷告。
I misunderstood her.
我说神啊，原来妈妈天天做主我管教我的身体，难怪我得到活爱。
I said, God, is that why I have this cancer for my vocal cord?
当我这样的论断的时候。
When I was condemning my mom.
神说你听着。
The Lord says, continue to listen.
你好好听。
Pay attention.
妈妈就哭。
And my mom continued to cry.
如果有一天我们被你接住了。
Oh, God, if one day you come back to take us up.
我听见我一个熟悉的孩子是我从肚子怀孕十个月的孩子。
If this child of mine who I bear for 9 months.
喝过我的奶水。
And who I nourish him with my own milk. Whom I brought up.
甚至认识了你。
And even came to know you one time.
但是我听见这个声音是在阴间里头。
If when we are raptured, I heard a voice from hell.
上帝，我不忍心听见这个声音。
Oh Lord, I don't want that to happen.
你如何爱我的孩子？
You have loved all our children.
也爱这个不听话的孩子。
You will love him as well.
上帝，你怜悯他。
Lord, have mercy on him.
当我母亲这样的祷告。
When my mom prayed like that.
突然在那一刹那当中，我想到礼拜前的信息。
And suddenly I remember the message I heard.
原来浪子的爸爸天天为那个浪子祷告。
Because the prodigal's father prayed for him every day.
今天神叫我回家，让我听见是一个母亲为这个浪子祷告。
And that day God sent me home so that I can hear my mom was also praying.
我说上帝，这是妈妈。伟大的祷告。
Oh, this is a great prayer of a mom.
没有比这个祷告更美。
There's no prayer that's more beautiful. More of love.
我就开始冲动。
So I was excited.
把门打开。
So I opened up the door.
我就冲着进去。
And I rushed into my house.
抱住我的母亲。
And embraced my mom.
我妈，我回来了。
I said, Mom, I am home.
哎呀，我妈妈是吓了一跳。
My mom was so
happy. 孩子，你什么时候来的？
She said, When did you come home?
我都没有告诉她。
I didn't tell her.
你是不是没有地方可以跑了？
She said, you have no place to go.
那是不是警察追你没地方跑了？
Are you being pursued by the police?
她第一句话就是讲这句话。
And that's her first reaction.
我说妈，不是。
I said, no, mom.
我说我累了。
I've come home because I'm tired.
我没有告诉她我得到绝症。
I didn't tell her about my
death. 我不要让老人伤心。
I didn't want to sadden her heart.
我很累。
I said, I'm just tired.
孩子回来就好了。
She said, Oh, it's good to come home.
回家好了。
It's good, just come home.
回来就好了。
It's good that you come home.
当我妈妈一直抓我的脸。
My mom kept on.
擦我的眼泪的时候。
Wiping my tears.
我就冲动的把妈妈的手就抓住。
And I was so emotional.
我不放。
I grabbed hold of her hand and said, Mom.
在那0.1秒钟。
In that split second.
神让我想很多的事情。
God reminded me of many things.
你妈妈的手。
The hand of my mom.
擦到你的脸庞的时候。
Touch my face.
感觉是什么？
How do you feel?
我自己在里面祷告，我妈妈的手就像那个刷子一样，轻轻打打。
My skin on my mom's hands very rough.
这一双手是爱你的手。
And it's a hand of love.
当你们小孩的时候，把你洗尿片、洗尿布。
She cleans our dirty clothes with a little dirty diapers, dirty clothes.
在台湾四十年前，没有像现在那样的方便洗衣服，有洗衣机。
Back then there was no washers.
把衣服放在洗衣机。
There is no washer where you
have. 按一下。
You wash clothes automatically.
就有水。
Where you push a button, water comes out.
按一下。
Push about it,
就帮你洗衣服了
start to stir it up,
然后就离开
and then you can just leave it behind.
等了一个小时哔哔哔
One hour later
回来我洗好了
you go, we went
就拿起来
and then you take the clothes off,
晾干了
and then you hand it dry.
孩子
My child,
你妈妈的手
the hand of your mom,
这么粗糙
it is so rough.
台湾的生活没有洗衣机
because back then there was no washing machine.
像这样的寒冷的天气
in a weather like today,
我们就在水沟大水沟大洗洗衣服
we go up to the ditch outside and wash through the river.
最现成的石头在那边洗当洗衣板
we wash our clothes on top of
the
rock.
妈妈洗的时候就裂手裂开了
therefore it didn't take long.
干脆拿一个木头木板就这样擦打衣服
and because so dry she couldn't do it, so
打到手酸了以后
with another rod.After she's tired,
就放在水桶里头
she will put the clothes
就开始用脚开始踩
and then tread upon it,
一面踩
and treading,
一面埋怨
and complaining,
你这个孩子
oh, this child,
太肮脏了
so you make your clothes so dirty,
用手洗洗不干净
I can't even wash my hands,
用踩也洗不干净
even I tread hard, it's still dirty,
手也裂开了
so not only the skin on the hands cracked, but also skin on the feet,
谁想到说你妈妈的手何等的伟大
Therefore, God reminded me what a great mom she was.
妈妈要挤这个衣服要弄干，这样女人的手不像男人的手这么有力。
And women are usually not as strong as men.
干脆把衣服夹在腿部。
So you have to hold tight the clothes with your knees.
这样子揉。
And then squeeze and then turn.
神说。
God said.
你想到你妈妈的手没有
？Have you remembered the hand?
多少时候？女人的手插在你的脸上
and many times this hand touch your face
几百个手
and many hands
几千个 手掌插你的脸胜不过你妈妈的手掌
there may be 100,000 hands out there but nothing compares to
那一些人插摸你的脸就是要你身上的钱
a lot of people touch you because they want something from you
你一唱歌
When you sing,
哎呦，你唱的好棒了
People come and say, "Oh, what a great singer you are!"
他讲的是说，给我 money 吧。
Actually, the intent is, "Give me some of your money."
他会说 "Oh, you're very handsome." 哦、oh, ，你非常的英俊。
And they may say, "Oh, you're very
handsome." 哦、oh, ，你唱的歌好棒。
Oh, you
好感动。
Oh, I'm so touched.
他为的是什么
？What was their purpose?
是钱。
They want your money.
但是你妈妈。的手不是为了钱。
But when mom touches you, it's not because he wants your money.
你孝顺你的母亲没有
？Have you shown your appreciation to your parents?
当你健康的时候
，When you are healthy,
女人就说 ，Oh my darling.
A woman may say, Oh my darling.
当你没有钱的时候，我打你。
When you are poor, she said, I'll beat you up.
当你长得英俊潇洒的时候
，When you're still handsome and good,
当你长得很漂亮的时候
，When you are beautiful,
你会对那个女孩子说 ，Oh my honey.
You may tell others that yes, you are my honey.
当她像一枝花凋谢的时候
，But when her beauty withers,
你会跟她说我恨你。
You may say, Oh, I hate you.
哇，神说你就是这样的一个人。
God revealed to me that.
他们要的是什么？
Like、
他们要的是你身上的钱。
People around you want something from you.
在那短短的几分钟当中，神让我想到这么多的。
And in that short split second, God reminded me all these different things.
妈妈，上帝。妈妈，我爱你。
So I embrace her and says, "Mom, I love you."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你有没有想到你的母亲
？Have you thought about your mom？
当你的母亲还在你的身旁的时候，你有没有想到她
？When you still have a mom next to you, have you ever thought about mom？
我们感觉到妈妈很唠叨，很啰嗦。
A lot of times we felt they're so
nagging and toxic. 你落伍了，你过时了。
Mom, you don't know, you're outdated.
我就是这样的孩子。
I was a child like that.
在台湾也是这样，现在也是这样的。
And I was like that in Taiwan, and I was like.
现在在台湾，老人一到了六十岁的时候，非常孤独了。
And a lot of old people in Taiwan are very lonely.
不再孝顺。
They don't show the children don't show their love.
我好想念农业社会的生活。
I still remember the days when I was little.
祖父。
We have several generations living together. Grandpa.
爸爸妈妈。
Parents.
孩子在一起。
And my generation.
那个想到那个光景多美。
It was beautiful to live together.
现在在台湾。
Now you go to Taiwan.
妈妈，你活在这个家庭是多余的人。
Old people are considered surplus.
把你送到老人院。
Useless, so they will send you to the senior house.
一个礼拜看他一次。
It's fortunate if you see your children once a week.
最后一个月看一次。
And maybe once a month.
以后半年看一次。
And maybe once every 6 months.
一年不再看他了。
And before long, you don't see them year round.
看见很多的孤单的老人。
You will see a lot of lonely old people.
我们去看那些老人之家。
When we visit those senior housing.
你能不能打电话叫我的孩子来看我
can you call my child to come and see us?
你孝顺大了没有
Did you show your love for your parents?
神说你孝顺你的妈妈没有
God reminded me, have you shown your love to your mom?
不错我们把父母亲送到老人之家是有人要照顾
Yes, we send them to the senior housing and there are people to take care of them.
我们很多在逃避做儿女的
But in another way, we are trying to avoid our own duty.
如果你是个基督徒
If you are a Christian,
你想你是个重生得救的基督徒
If you're really born again,
神提醒我
God reminded me that
孝顺你的妈妈
to show my love to take care of my mom.
如果你没有父母亲，哪来的今天的你
？Without our parents, we won't be here today.
你嫌你的母亲没有受过教育
？Sometimes we criticize our parents for not well educated.
管教很严厉
，or for their severe discipline.
你恨你的父亲，你没有做父亲的责任。
And then you hate your parents because they are.
觉得你的母亲没有好好的教育我。
For they have not taken good care of you.
但你有一天又，但你成功了。
One day you may become a very successful person. Will you remember your parents? That's what God reminded me. So I embraced my mom and gave thanks to the Lord. And my mom kept on comforting me. She says, it's good you are home.
多少时候我们说挂个电话，妈你还不错吧？你身体还不好，好不好？有没有？
Do we bother to call our parents to send our greetings?
当我成为神的仆人
After I became a servant of God,
我母亲仍旧住在我的故乡
My mom stayed in the hometown.
我们为她建很大的房子
We built a nice house for her.
我说妈，六个孩子，你每一个月，每一次到一个孩子两个月。那刚好轮回都会一年刚好十二个月可以回到我这边。
There are six of us. I said, Mom, if you go to each child's house for 2 months, then for year round, you will visit all six of us.
妈妈说乡下比较好。
But my mom chose to stay home.
她说我试过到你们台北的时候，关在铁笼子一样。
She said, I didn't like to stay in your house in Taipei. It's like confining a cage.
他说我还是这边好。
She said I'd rather stay at hometown.
然后我们就为妈妈给她盖了一栋新的房子。
So we built a nice and new place for her in hometown.
这样已经尽了孝顺了吗
？You think that's good enough?
你每一天打过电话吗
？Do you call her every day?
主啊，我认罪悔改。
I confess.
一礼拜一次已经太多了。
I said Lord, maybe once a week. That's the most I did.
我母亲一个人每一天读经祷告。
My mom lived alone and prayed and studied Bible every day.
当我挂起电话来的时候，孩子，我正在读经祷告。
A lot of time when I call her, she said, "Oh, I'm just praying or reading the Bible."
Okay, 好，我就知道那个时间她读经祷告。
So I knew, okay, at this hour she was devote her time to read the Bible.
再挂个电话。
And another time when I call,
孩子，我正在读经祷告。
She was still doing the same thing.
啊，好，我就知道那个时间是读经。
So again, I make note of this time slot.
我再挂个电话，孩子，我在读经祷告。
And I call her another time, but she was still doing the same thing.
她没有伴。
She was by herself.
她的伴是谁
？Who was her companion?
就是她的良人耶稣基督。
His lover, Jesus Christ.
我妈妈没有受过很高的教育。
My mom did not receive much of education.
她是尽量读神的话。
But she still tried. She strived to read the word of God. She was a woman of prayer.
所以我回想母亲还在世的时候，为六个孩子，现在是四个人是全职的传道人。
And my mom prayed for six of us every day, and four of us have become full-time ministers.
父母亲的祷告何等的重要。
How important is the parents' prayer?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你为你的儿女祷告没有？
Have you ever prayed for your children?
那我们反问自己，我们做儿女的有没有为我们的父母亲祷告？
In the same way, young people, have you prayed for your parents?
感谢上帝。
We thank the Lord.
我妈妈每一天跟我教导我认识神的话。
And my mom taught me how to know the word of God.
每一天凌晨四点钟叫我起来，孩子起来读经祷告。
Every 4 a.m. she will wake me up and says, Child, let's get up and pray and read the word of God. Make the long story short.
我在家里待了两个月。
I stay home for about 2 months.
我的喉咙越来越严重，癌症越来越重。
And my condition deteriorated.
肿到我不能喝水。
It was swelling to the point I could no longer drink.The normal people, when they drink,
这样一口气就吞下去。
They drink just like that, one gobble.
但是喉癌、喉咙癌的人。
For people who had cancer in the vocal cord, you drink and you kept the water in your mouth.
我不能吞下去。
You had a hard time swallowing.
因为我的喉头会碰到那个肿瘤。
Because when I swallow, I will touch the tumor.
碰到的时候，跟牙痛，跟那个什么头痛、神经痛，比那个还要痛。
And the ache is very extreme once you touch it.
让它很自然的吞下来。
So I can only hold the water in my mouth and let it naturally flow down.
严重到这个程度。
It was so severe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
但是我母亲带我一起读经祷告有两个月的时间，我献上感谢。
For 2 months long, my mom was with me praying and reading the word of God together.
什么叫做平安?
What is true peace?
让我更多的亲近主。
Was when I spend more time with the Lord.
就像我们刚刚唱的。
Just like the song we sang.
我来。
I come.
就近我的主。
I come close to you.
那个平安就临到。
And then you sense his peace.
我们到底花多少的时间就说孩子过来。
So the question is how much time we spend to come to him.
上帝啊，我请假吧。
A lot of time we say we have to take the time off today, Lord.
等我等一下再起来祷告吧。
God, please just wait for a while. I will get up and pray.
注意听。
Listen carefully.
我要跳楼自杀是几点？
What was the time when I was about to jump the floor?
六点。
Six a.m.
我回到家里看到我母亲还在祷告，为孩子祷告到几点钟开始提名？是六点以后。
When I returned my hometown.It was also 6 a.m. I saw my mom praying for me.
这个见证这么细腻，就是提醒各位。
Why did I bother to go to the details of my experience?
那一天我母亲说：“上帝啊，我今天很累啊，我请假吧。”
Imagine if my mom says, "You know, I'm so tired today, Lord. Can I not to pray?"
我在六点半祷告可以吧
？Can I pray like say
七点钟祷告可以吧
？Or 7 a.m.
可以啊
，Of course.
可是我妈妈偏偏在那个时候，我知道我妈妈很。但是他特别为他的儿女祷告。
Even though she was tired, she still continued to pray for us on time.
因为母亲的伟大的祷告。
And because the great prayer of my mom.
以至于魔鬼没有杀害我。
Devil did not have a chance to take my life.
所以我能够听见神的声音。
That's why at 6 a.m. I heard the voice.
不是我很属灵。
It's not because I was spiritual.
不是我能够听得见的声音。
Or I was able to hear.
因为母亲的祷告。
It's all because of my mother's prayer.
神听了以后，让我一个受教的耳朵。
God heard her prayer and gave me a teaching.
我没有怀疑这个声音。
I had no doubt about the voice.
相信这个是神的声音。
And also I believe it was a voice from God.
我会求问主说。
That's why I said.
我该怎么办
？Gosh, what should I do?
如果我不讲了一句话。
If I didn't ask God,
神不会给我回答。
God will not have answered my question.
可能我说再勇气再跳楼吧。
Then I will have continued my
task. 感谢上帝给我一个顺服的心。
And I thank God for giving me an obedient heart.
我该怎么做
？So I said, Lord, what should I do next?
就下楼了。
And I went back to my home.
逃过死亡。
I escaped death.
神叫我回去回家。
God asked me to go home.
我顺服了。
And I obeyed.
听到。早晨主日崇拜的时候那个信心
That's why I heard the sermon that Sunday morning
那个信息是神借着他的仆人对我说话
And God spoke to me through that sermon
我没有拒绝
And I did not reject
him. 我哭了。
I cried.
我就是那个浪子。
And acknowledging that I was the prodigal son.
神叫我回到我的家。
And then again, God said, go home.
我又顺服了。
I obeyed again.
回到家里。
I went to my own home.
第二天早上看见妈妈在祷告。
And I saw my mom praying for me.
这一连串。
All these, the series of events.
都在神的计划中。
Were in the plan of God.
神在我们的身上的计划中都不一样。
And God has a different plan for each one of us.
你顺服了没有？
But the problem is, do we obey?
你为那个人祷告了没有？
Did you pray?
你求恩主了没有？
Did you seek the Lord's guidance?
我们多少时候数之后，孩子过来，我要跟你说话。
And many times the Lord says, come to me, child, I want to tell you.
就近我，来吧。
Come, come to me.
我们多少时候拒绝？
But many times we will reject.
多少时候那一些无辜的人的生命就这样的被恶者吞噬。
A lot of innocent lives are taken by the evil one because they're disobedient.
我看见大卫王。
And I saw how the King David.
我不知道他是为他的罪认罪悔改吗？
I didn't know was he repenting for his own sin.
原来我看到最后一节的时候。
Until I saw the last verse.
上帝啊！求你救赎以色列人，脱离他一切的愁苦。
Redeem Israel from all their troubles.
原来这个时候我才知道，原来大卫王不是为他人罪悔，为谁呀？神的百姓。
Then I realized King David was praying for the people of
Israel. 你今天为了你的家里祷告了没有？
So the same question, have we prayed for our
family?
Have we prayed for our people in the
church? 我们还或者是说有那种的自私自利，我这一群人。祷告就我不要为其他的教派祷告你。
Are we selfish people? We only pray for people in our own congregation, not people outside.
我们是属灵的以色列人。
We are spiritually speaking, we are.
今天我走了世界各国几千间的教会。
And I visited thousands of churches.
不同的教派。
And different denominations.
我所听见的祷告。
And the prayer I've heard.
是自私的，很自私的祷告。
A lot of times we're selfish.Very self-centered prayer.
为他自己的人祷告。
They pray for people among themselves.
为他同意向的教会祷告。
And pray for church of their own affiliation.
其他的我不管。
They care less about other churches.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他们其他的基督徒也是以色列人。
Other Christians are also the children of God.
今天我们是就像大卫王。
And we should be like King David.
不但为我的教会祷告。
We don't just pray for our own church.
要为其他的教会、教派祷告。
Also pray for church of other denominations.
因为他们是属灵的以色列人。
Because they are also Israelites, spiritually speaking. Amen.
今天神的话是叫我们拿你的祷告超文化。
Because God wants us to pray in a way that surpasses culture.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我的血统不是纯正的华人中国的血统。
I am not 100% Chinese.
但是我们一年不顾一切进到中国大陆。
But every year we strive to visit China.
台湾还跟中国还没有开放的时候，我们是偷偷摸摸的进到中国大陆。
Before the door of China opened to people in Taiwan, we would sneak into China.
我说神，我只问我自己。
I only ask myself.
我不是汉人。
I know I'm not 100% Chinese.
但是主，我为什么为汉人不顾一切？
But why do I have this love for these Chinese?
我是在台湾的少数民族。
I'm a native in Taiwan.
我每一年都去。
But I will visit people in China every year. To the northern part.
哈尔滨、大连、青岛，到河北，到安徽这落后的一个地方。
To all parts, various parts in China, especially the poor area.
一个礼拜都不会洗澡，不用洗澡。
There are places you go, you can't even take shower for a week long.
我问神。
Sometimes I ask God.
你是个精准的祭司。
You are a royal priest.
不要为你的族群祷告吧，要为那些相信我的人。
Don't just pray for people of your own, but pray for all believers.
所以我到了印尼。
So God sent me to India.
去那个森林。
Indonesia.
到那个落后的地方。
To the very underdeveloped area.
我带着我的妻儿到马来西亚最乡下去传福音，到华有华人的地方。
And I brought my wife and my children to the very underdeveloped areas in Malaysia to share the gospel.
那里的传道人就抱着我哭，我们祷告已经二十几年，总算你来了。他以为我是马来西亚的华人，我说不是，我是台湾来的。
And the ministers there embraced me in tears. Said, "We've been praying for 20 some years for someone to come, and you finally come." And after I told him that I'm not even native Malaysian, I'm from Taiwan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个敬畏上帝的人，
someone who has fear toward the Lord,
所有世上的人，
the people in this world,
是你祷告的对象，
will be the people we should pray for.
今天我们坐在这里，
today we're sitting here,
是上一代的基督徒为我们祷告，
we're here because there are other Christians,
是你不认识的人为你祷告，
last generation have prayed for us.
中国福音进到中国将近要两百多年，
And the gospel has,
甚至更长300
年。The gospel has been shared in China for about 300 years now.
中国人这么多信主。
A lot of Chinese have become Christians.
是神感动西方的宣教士来到。
It started from the Western ministers who were moved by God to preach gospel in China. Now you and I are Christians.
是那些我们不认识的人跟我们毫无关系的为我们祝福祷告。
It's the labor and the blessing of those who we didn't know.
让我们成为像那个浪子的爸爸一样。
Now we should be like the father of prodigal son.
让我们真是像大卫王一样。
Or like the King David.
他为以色列人祷告。
Pray for the people of Israel.
上帝啊，求你救赎以色列人，脱离他一切的错误。
Oh, redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles.
感谢上帝。
We thank God for that.
愿神用他的话来祝福我们。
May God bless us with His own words.
我现在就开始用诗歌一起敬拜我们的主。
Now I like to worship the Lord through songs.
也许各位是牧师，我不知道你的病怎么得医治。当我献完诗之后，我再讲这个我的活爱怎么得医治。
And after I finish singing, I share with you how the cancer was cured.
因为我们的梁师母告诉我说到十二点半以前可以结束。
Because I was told I can speak all the way till 12:30.
我唱三首歌再加的话十五分钟就过了。
I think I have enough time.
我就先接首诗歌。是当我向神求，主你医治我的声音，恢复我的声音，我要感谢你。
And I pray to the Lord says recover my voice.So that I can give you thanks.
过去我都是唱西方的国，西方的圣歌。
In the past, I sang Christian hymns from the Western world.
现在求你高抹我。
I said, Lord, now anoint me.
让我会写作。
So that I can write songs.
主，你能够医治我的病。
Lord, heal me of my disease.
你会教导我写歌。
And teach me how to compose songs.
主，我不懂得钢琴。
Lord, I don't know how to play piano.
你能够教导我的。
But you can teach me how to play.
我向神哭祷告。
So I cried to the Lord and prayed.
总不会弹钢琴。
You know, I was not able to play piano before.
用一根手指头。
I started with one finger.
Do re mi fa sol la si do do si la sol fa mi re do.
Just like that, I started my piano lesson.
然后就两只。
And I increased with two fingers, and then three fingers,
然后就五只手指。
And then five fingers.
然后不用看琴。
And then I don't even have to look at the keyboard.
手指头自就长眼睛了。
It's like there are eyes on my fingers.
因为神说，我是在旷野开大路，在沙漠开江河的神。
Because God said, I'm the God who opens a way in the desert.
神说，我是每一天做一件新事的神。
And I'm God who does new things.
我就先接受诗歌，赞美救主耶稣。
Now I will sing three songs to give praises to the Lord Jesus.
当我在献的时候，你就祷告。
When I do so.Please pray.
当神对你说话，你就祷告吧。
When God speaks to you, pray in your heart.
好，我的弟兄，长弟兄，好，大声一点，没关系，大声一点没关系。OK， 再大声没关系。我们把这个屋子掀起来。
赞美我救主。耶稣，荣耀我救主，耶稣，感谢我救主， 耶稣
Music 那一点
将荣耀归给主耶稣，
音乐再大声点，
唱赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利赞美主耶稣，唱赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利哈利哈利路亚，哈利。
亲爱的天父，感谢到你，你带领你的仆人来到你所爱的教会，主你如何医治我的病，也医治我们在座弟兄姊妹的病。
主圣灵充满我心，主宝血洁净我生，靠我主生命的生，叫你去轻重要为何不生。
我们一起来唱，
唱赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利赞美救主耶稣，
谢谢耶稣，
唱赞美主，哈利路亚，阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门，
大声来唱，
唱赞美主，哈利路亚，阿门，赞美救主耶稣，唱赞美主，哈利路亚，阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，感谢主。当我们用诗歌赞美敬拜的时候，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我都是从神的话语里受。原来唱诗歌的时候，我们的病会得到医治。当大卫王对着扫罗王弹琴赞美的时候，那个恶者魔鬼的灵就离开了扫罗王。今天我也一样的，我说主，当我在敬拜赞美的时候，是的主，你的医治必要临到他们的身上。就像谁呀、啊，就像保罗跟希拉，希拉跟保罗为主的名受逼迫，被关在哪里啊？
监牢
里头。你知道吗？他们没有说主，哭在主的面前，上帝啊，主啊，你才派我来这边，最后受苦被关在监牢。没有，他做什么？一件事，跪着什么？祷告，祷告完了后做什么？赞美，祷告赞美，赞美祷告的时候，你知道吗？救恩医治释放就领到那个监狱。哈利路亚。
Amen. I just want to share with you there's a power in singing. And just like King Saul was attacked by evil spirit, and David was able to help him to be delivered through singing hymns and praises. And the same thing happened to Paul and Silas when they were kept in the prison. And they, at midnight, they sent praises to the Lord, and the whole, the power of the Lord came upon the jail.And great things happen. So there is power in singing praises to the Lord.
所以当弟兄在献这首诗歌的时候，你就祷告。
So when I sing this following song, I want you to pray.
回家吧。我们用祷告的心，我已留他远离天父，现在要回家，走过又长罪恶道路，主我要回家。我们一起唱，回家吧，回家吧，不要再留荡，迟来一天不伸开双手，渴望你回家。浪费宝贵岁月，现在要回家，今天懊悔流泪悲泣，祝我要回家，回家吧，回家吧，回家吧，不要再留荡，只爱一天不伸开双手，渴望你回家。孩子回家吧，不要再留荡，天父等着我们，回家回家。亲爱的，做父母亲的，为你的孩子祷告，为你的父母亲祷告。
流淡犯罪，我已疲乏，现在要回家，投靠你爱，相信你我，祝我要回家，回家吧，回家吧，回家吧，不要再流浪，只爱一天不伸开双手，渴望你回家。我力衰残，我心悲伤，现在要回家，叫我力量，赐我盼望，赐我要回家，回家吧，回家，回家吧，回家吧，不要再留荡，只爱一天不伸开双手，渴望你回家，回家吧，回家吧，回家吧，不要再留荡，只爱一天不伸开双手，渴望你回家，只爱一天 摊开双手，渴望你回家。
谢谢主，他渴望我们每个人回家。我不知道各位在唱这首诗歌的时候，你是口中有词，心里在东想西想，那你今天是空空的回去。
When we sang this song, we have to know God wants to come home, and I don't know what was in your heart when we sang this song. I hope you don't go home empty-handed.
当我在唱这首诗歌的时候，我一面思想主让我回到你的家了，我感谢你。
And I was giving God thanks that how He brought me home while I was singing this song.
一面唱歌，我就想到那些流浪的人，主让他们回家。
And at the same time, I thought about all the people that are lost. I said, Lord, bring those people home.
如果你的敬拜赞美不是这样的话，非常的可惜。
And it would be very pitiful if you are not worshiping in this manner.
所以耶稣基督责备法利赛人。
That's why Jesus rebuked those Pharisees.
你的口中在敬拜我。
That you worship me with your lips.
但是你的心远离了我。
But your hearts are far away from me.
当我们在读神的话语时候，有这个神的道在我们的眼前，但是我的意念里头没有在真正的进到神的话里头。
In the same way, when we read the word of God, we may be reading with our lips, but we are not really into the words.
我的病是从敬拜赞美神医治。
My sickness was healed because I was worshiping God.
一面敬拜，一面认罪悔改。
While I was worshiping and repenting.
不但神医治我的火癌。
God not only delivered.
我有一个坐骨神经痛。
Heal me.
有五次。
Of my cancer here, but also deliver me from.
现在照 X 光，还有那个骨刺很大。
An oppression of a disc or on my nerve in my back.
先生为什么不开刀？我说不用开刀。我说27年前神医治了我。
And if I take the X-ray now, they can still see it's pressing on my nerve. And the doctor said, why don't we have an operation? I said, no, God has delivered me 20-some years ago.
在10年前，我们一年多去照 X 光去。体检的时候，医生说：“年轻人，你的肝没有看到，看不到你的肝。”
While I did my annual physical checkup, the doctor says we cannot find your liver.
小心你会得到肝硬化、肝癌。
She said you may have, you might be prone to have liver cancer.
敬拜、赞美、祷告的时候，神给我智慧怎么调理我的身体。
Once I started worshiping the Lord in my prayer and reading His words, God gave me wisdom as to how to treat my physical condition.And God also healed me of my problem here in the liver.
也医治我的胃病。
Also my stomach problem.
胃病跟这个牙痛一样的痛。
And my stomach was aching so bad.
痛是不得了的。
Just like I had toothache, it was extremely painful.
进食祷告。
So I fasted and prayed.
我把那个药扔在垃圾桶、垃圾桶的时候。
And I threw away the medication.
突然我的病发作，痛得不得了。
The moment I threw away that medication in the trash can,
我从床
the pain became so extreme.
从床铺上下来，再找垃圾桶的那个药丸。
It was so painful. I climbed back to the trash can trying to look for the medication.
吃那个止痛药。
I tried to take the painkiller.
神说，你既然扔掉了，你不相信我会在你身上做奇妙的工作。
But God reminded me, since you threw the medication again, don't you trust that I can truly deliver you?
我又知道那是神的声音。
And again, I knew that was speaking.
相信。
Was spoken by God, so I choose to believe.
回到床铺上的时候。
So I went back to my bed.
我整个人扭曲，痛得不得了。
And I was in such a pain, I twist my whole body twisted.
在捡垃圾桶的东西吗？
I was deciding, should I go down to pick up in the trash can? Or should I obey to the voice? I was struggling.
在挣扎当中，我就开始敬拜赞美。
And during the struggling, I started to worship God.
我就这样睡着了。
And I fell asleep in my worship.
第二天。
Next day.
我的病就离开了。
My sickness left me.
27年了。
The sickness has followed me for 20-some years.
主啊，原来你的医治是何等的奇妙。
Oh, Lord, your mercy and healing are indeed marvelous.
所以你常常会埋怨神啊，我们常说神啊，你是听祷告的神。当你有困难的时候，神你在哪里
？Oftentimes we say, God, you are God who answers prayer, but when I'm in trouble, where are you?
你的理性就胜不过了。
A lot of times it doesn't go through our intellect or logic.
那你放弃你的理性。
But set aside your logic.
主，你是无所不能、无所不在的神。
And acknowledging that He is God of everywhere.
我认罪悔改。
Lord, I repent before you.
我要讲我的师母许牧师，我的师母的见证。
And I want to share with you briefly my wife's testimony.
一位师母为了我生小孩坐月子没有好好的坐，她的尾骨尾椎痛得不得了，一站起来就不能坐下来，一蹲下来洗衣服就不能站起来。
And my wife suffered a pain in her at the end of the spine area. She would have a hard time sitting down or getting up.
好，我们常常到东南亚做宣教的工作。
But we have to travel so many places in Southeast Asia for our ministry.
说主，我再也不到台上讲道分享。
I said, Lord, I cannot share this gospel anymore.
我说，神是你是医治的神，没想到我自己的病没有得医治。
And oh, my wife says I will not share the gospel anymore because I claim that you are God who heals, but my own sickness stays on me.
啊，上帝，我不要再做这样的事情。
So God, don't let me share the gospel anymore.
我在分享你的话语。
When I share with other people about you,
我的病告诉我你没有得医治。
The sickness continuously condemning me says, see, you are not healed yourself.
他说我好痛。
She said, this is such a struggle for me.
当我们回到了新加坡,
One day when we returned to Singapore,
我师母就跪着祷告,
my wife knelt down and prayed.
一跪着,
the moment she knelt down,
她不能站起来的,
after she knelt down, she would have a hard time getting
up. 上帝你医治我吧。
She said, God, heal me.
你圣经所记载的一定是完完全全是正确的，是好，是好的无比。
The promise in your words are definitely true and good.
神啊，神啊，我跪着祷告。
Oh God, I'm kneeling down and pray now.
他是神，我要把主导文慢慢的宣告，慢慢的祷告出来。
So she recited slowly the Lord's Prayer.
因为我师母一跪着不到两分钟就不能站起来。
Because when she knelt down, within 2 minutes, she would not be able to stand up.
我们在天上的父。
She prayed it slowly, says, Our Father in heaven.She prayed for 5 minutes long.
慢慢的宣告。
She slowly pronounced.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
我要站起来。
Now I'm gonna get up.
她一站了。
And she stood up.
怀疑是真的还是假的。
She was shocked. She said, "Was this real?"
主啊，是真的吗
？Lord, is this real?
感谢上帝。
I thank the Lord.
从那个时候，就医治了她的。
The Lord healed her completely from that moment and on. 我的师母
都要打那个叫做类固醇止痛。
She needs to take the shot of steroid to heal her pain.
不要打针了。
But she doesn't have to do that anymore.
二十年了。
It's been 20 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我的师母不能生小孩的。
And earlier on, she was barren.
她怀孕的时候。
When she was pregnant.
医生告诉她，请你的先生来。
When she found out she was pregnant, the doctor said, "Bring your husband here."
我要告诉你先生，你的太太不能生小孩。
I need to tell him that you cannot keep the baby.
其实师母要嫁给我以前，她也告诉过我，
她不能生小孩的。And actually, I knew of her problem before we got married.
因为她有先天性的心肌。
Because she had this heart disease.
那个一痛的时候，人就倒下来，会缺氧就死的。
And when the pain attacked, she will fall to the ground and just possibly die.
敬拜赞美神医治她的心脏。
And during her worshiping of the Lord, God healed her.
现在生了三个小孩。
Now she had given birth to 3 children.
医生说，要不是孩子死，就是胎妈妈要活；不是妈妈死，就是孩子怎么样要生要活的。
And at that time, we were only given one choice for one person to live, either my wife or the baby.
可能我这个年纪就要写一本。见证起活在神迹中的我。
And I want to write a book to testify the miracle God has put in our life.
我二十七年来活在神的神迹里头。
In the 20-some years, we live in the miracles of God.
我不是活在二十几年的神迹里头。我不是活在二十几年的神迹。
二十几年前的神迹。
那二十几年前的神迹。
I'm not living a miracle that occurred 20-some years ago.
因为我相信神的话语。
Because I believe in the word of God.
看啊，我要做一件新事。
Behold, I'm doing something new.
如今你们必要看见。
And you will see it.
如今你们要发现。
And you will discover that today.
我在沙漠开江河。
And I will put the sea in the desert and open the way in the wilderness.
Amen.
Amen.
我不知道你怎么去解释这个字七天。如今 ，now， 现在，而不是昨天的神迹，而是现在。所以我们一定要活在什么？昨天的神迹是昨天的，今天是今天，阿门。
So what you read yesterday applies to yesterday's experience. What you read today will apply to today.
他的话是每一天是活的。
His words are living
every day. 不是几千年以赛亚先知所写的。
It's not just true back in thousand years ago.
不是在两千年。
Not some 2,000 years ago.
不是在保罗时代使徒行传的。
Not during the time of the apostle Paul.
每一天。
Every day.
如今。现在。
Now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以我现在还在活在圣经。
I'm still living in the miracle of God today. He healed me of my cancer.
第一个我认罪悔改。
And he brought me to the point that I've confessed my sin.
你们有干过我的那个什么？对不对？我就不要讲。透过那个船，我认什么罪？一个半奸淫的罪。
I confess my sin. One is immorality.
哎呀，弟兄啊，我没有犯过奸淫，感谢主。
And you may say, oh, I have never committed adultery before.
但是你好好的来到主的面前，神说你天天犯奸淫。
But if we come to him, he will show us that we commit adultery every day.
一种的奸淫是肉体的奸淫。
One adultery refers to our fleshly sin.
奸淫。
The lust of our flesh.
一个叫做属灵的奸淫。
But there's another adultery that's spiritual.
当你爱一个东西超过爱主的时候，那就算淫乱的。
It happens when you love something or someone more than you love God. That's adultery.
我想说，我肉体没有犯奸淫，但是我的意念里面，为我的职业，为我的工作，为我现在，何等的不得了。
Even though fleshly speaking, I did not commit adultery, but I love my job, my fame, my wealth more than God. I have committed adultery.
信仰上的奸淫跟肉体上的奸淫，我过去都犯过。
And I have committed both, actually.
我认罪悔改。
So I confess and repented.
第二个是叫我认拜偶像的罪。
And then God showed me that I need to confess my sin regarding worshiping of idols.
成为歌星的时候，我喜欢算命、改命、命名。
I like to show up.
占星卜卦，什么都来。
Guidance from the fortune teller. I will even change my name for the luck.
拜四面佛。
And I will go to temple and worship all the idols.
到泰国挂那个和尚的骨灰，成为佛像。
And I went to Thailand. I will actually purchase the ashes of dead monks to be my protection.
咒诅就是从那边开始来的。
All the curses come to me because of my wrongdoing.
神叫我说你，我有认杀人的罪。
And also the Lord said, confess your sin of killing others.
我跟神说，主啊，我没有杀过人。
I said, Lord, I never killed anybody.
他说你杀人。
He said, yes, you did.
没有。
I said, no, I didn't.
那一个晚上，六月三十号，我母亲的生日。
June 30th, my mother's birthday.
神让我看。大的一个电视台电视机。
And there was a big screen TV.
你看吧。
The Lord said, look.
你犯杀人的罪。
This is where you commit the murder.
有一个婴孩叫我一声爸爸，爸爸。
There was a baby.
我说上帝，我不认识这个孩子。
Call me father. And said,
我没有结过婚，怎么会有一个孩子叫我一声爸爸
？God, I'm still single. How can a child call me daddy?
又来一个孩子叫我爸爸。
And there's another child.
我说没有，他我不认识他。
So I have no idea.
又来第三个。
And the third.
又来第四个。
Fourth.
又来。
Again.
我说主够了，够了，我真的是到底我发真的我杀人吗
？I said, God, did I really kill somebody?
年轻人，你好好听。
Young people, pay attention.
神让我再看那个电视。
When I watch TV.
我看见是的主，我杀那个孩子。
I realized I killed those children.
我带着我同居的女朋友，每一年换一个女朋友。
Because I have
一年就带着孩女朋友带到医院去堕胎。
Because I have brought my several girlfriends to have abortion.
杀人。
That's killing.
我认罪悔改。
I confess before the
Lord. 真的，我在主的面前哭好大声。
I cried so bitterly before the Lord because of that.
今天很多的人说，牧师，我没有杀过人。
You may say, no, I have never killed.
但是约翰使徒约翰正告诉我们呢，那恨人的就是什么？杀人。
In the Gospel according to John tells us clearly, if you hate somebody, you have.
我们杀人的方法是不一样的。
We may use different ways.
如果到如今你还恨那个人，我告诉各位，你没有认罪悔改，或是请他饶恕你，我告诉各位，有一天神还是照算这个账。
If you still hate somebody, even though you have not killed that person, God will hold us accountable one day.
深深相信神是赦免我们的罪。
I believe God forgives us all our
sins. 我深深相信上帝不纪念我们的罪。
I believe He will let go of our sins.
神什么时候不纪念？
When is the time He will let go?
认这个罪的时候。
Is when we confess.
认罪悔改的时候。
We confess and we repent.
神就没有纪念你那个罪。
Then God will no longer remember it.
你不认这个罪
But if you refuse to confess,
就像我刚刚所说的神把他已经录好了
Then God have kept everything on His record.
有一天，我们在所有的人在神的面前受审判。
We shall be judged one day in front of everyone.
一个一个翻你的生活。
And God will show us what we have done in our life.
悔改了没有？爱我主，爱我没有
？Have you loved me？
但愿我这个最后一个我的结论摆在你的心里祷告。
May you remember my last thought here.
今天是怎么样的基督徒
？What kind of Christian we are？
就像大卫王。
Are we like King David?
主啊，你给我清洁的心，清洁。
Lord, give me a clean heart.
我们一天都来到主的面前，给我一个清洁的心。
Every day, come to the Lord, ask for Him, ask from Him a clean heart.
如果我早上没这么早，我是每一天四点钟就起来祷告的。
I get up every day at 4 a.m. and pray.
主，你给我造清洁的心。
Lord, create in me a clean heart.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray now.
天父上帝，感谢赞美。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise.
你何等爱我
！For you truly love me.
借着你仆人的诗歌跟见证
，and through the songs of your servant,
来荣耀你的名
，and your name's glory.
勉励我的在座的弟兄姊妹。
Oh Lord, encourage everyone here.
你如何医治我的绝症
？How you have healed me of my disease.
各样的病症
，all kinds of diseases.
你如何赦免我的罪？
How you have forgiven me of my sins.
主也一样，你的恩典到如今永不改。
In the same way, your grace remains.
主耶稣基督。
Oh Jesus Christ.
在十字架的大能。
The power of your cross.
钉痕的时候。
Thy hand with the nail pen.
你身上所每一个被鞭子打的那个伤痕。
The scar of every whip.
因着你受的鞭伤。
Because of your whipping.
我们一切的咒诅的病完全得到医治。
All our sicknesses can be healed.
谢谢救主。
Thank you, Jesus.
伟大的救主耶稣。
Great Lord Jesus.
你是我们的良。
You are our lover.
你是圣洁的神。
You are the holy God.
愿你的心腹是过那得胜圣洁的。
And you love us to live a holy life.
谢谢神。
Thank you, Jesus.
参透万事的圣灵。
The God who knows all things.
无所不能的圣灵。
And the God who can do all
things. 教导我们如何为主做见证的神。
Teaches how to tell.
教导我们如何为主荣耀的神。
And the God who teaches how to glorify.
圣灵充满我们。
Holy Spirit, come and fill.
我们若没有主的灵。
Without your spirit,
没有阿爸父的灵
without the spirit of the Father,
我们所做的一切都是枉然
whatever we do will be in vain.
谢谢主
Thank you, Jesus.
听你仆人的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
听你那儿女们的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
就按着他们的祷告
According to our prayer.
成就超过他们所求所想
Things that beyond what we can imagine.
耶稣基督的祷告
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚！
感谢主，把时间就交给我们的主席，感谢主。